Oh, excited. Just it was real basic today. So just, things that I've obviously done. But, just the biggest thing for me is translating terminology amongst this defense into terminology that I'm accustomed to and get on the same page. But it was fun. It was a good first day. People flying around. I'm sure there was a bunch of mistakes. But, that's the point of OTAs, kind of get that mid-offseason rust off. And for me, obviously, more important now is just really getting to understand the language of the playbook. Because, a lot of it's the same stuff I've done. Just a different, different terminology. So just kind of, mirroring those is what's big for me right now.
Oh, it was cool. Yeah. I was watching, actually, we were going through cutups today and I was watching a lot of it was Vikings Bears films, right? And, coach is up there talking. I'm like, we were actually doing this. So it was a little odd. I feel like, going in practice, one thing about practicing a guy, you really get to know a guy. And, I feel like I've played against Bushrod so many times from the Saints, and then, when he came here, that, I feel like I already got good practice habits with him, and, I kind of know how, his tip, I know how he works. I respect the way he works. He's a guy that he's not out there just trying to get through practice, and I respect guys like that are out there working at their craft, and honestly, that's one thing I like the most about it, and is, guys were working out there today, and so putting that Bears jersey on, you just feel like you're a part of something special. When you're with a franchise with so much history, you don't want to be the guy to let that, to be that year or that guy, he wasn't a true Bear, so you try to put everything into it. I think, change is good if you allow it to be good. I think it definitely energizes you. For me, it's the excitement of trying to be a part of something great. Again, Minnesota was heading in a different direction than I thought my career, my life, and my past was going. So, I made the decision not to go back there. I had options, and like I said, this when I looked at the total equation, this was a place where I could be a part of something great. So yeah, it's definitely energizing, and I think anytime you make changes, and for me personally, again, you call it, I don't know if it's selfishness or not, but I don't want to be that guy that they feel like, we shouldn't have got him. It was like when I signed in Minnesota, I wasn't going to be that guy that wasn't worth the money, So, that is just, my motivation to be the best at what I do is a self-motivation. It's probably more of a fear of failing than it is that I necessarily, thrive to be the best. I just want guys, and when I leave this league, I want people to say he did it the right way. He gave everything he had, and not one day where we like, he was stealing checks, So that's what motivates me. That's what energizes me. I got a full year now of training off my shoulder injury, because last year I couldn't start working out till like May. So I'm healthy. I feel good. It's exciting. Like I said, you got new people, so you're kind of trying to prove yourself, even though you played against these guys, but you are trying to prove yourself to your coaching staff and to your teammates. Again, just like I was saying, to let them know that they can trust my day-to-day habits, that I'll be ready to play on Sunday. Sure. I try to lead by example. I know I have like a reputation for being outspoken, but I'm really not. I'm not a rah-rah guy. I'm not afraid to call a guy to the carpet because I expect accountability. I think as pros, we all should expect accountability from each other. I didn't come here to take over leadership. I didn't come here because I thought they needed a figurehead on the defense. I came here to be a part of something. And so for guys like Lance that have been here, guys like Pina, it's just, they're leading by example, and that's what I want to do. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to work hard every day. And I'm going to, study hard and make sure guys see me doing the right things. And if I see guys, messing up and I can help them, definitely. But majority of stuff I do is talking to guys on the side. If they got questions, I'm willing to answer them. We got a bunch of young guys that want to learn and that are picking my brain and stuff like that. So from that standpoint, I think just what I've accomplished in the league already gives me from an older guy standpoint, gives me that kind of that leadership role, at least in our room, amongst the D-line for these young guys that come ask questions. But, I guess it's just a smooth transition. It's just one of those things that by working hard every day and playing, you earn the trust of those guys. Guys know from playing against them, we got a respect for each other, but they're going to learn that I know my practice habits and see that I'm a guy that shows up every day and we're going to laugh and have fun, and that's just kind of how that develops.